You do not choose feed in a calm moment. You choose it when the pasture looks thin, when the bags are stacked in the shed, when an animal stares at you and waits. The wrong choice does not fail fast. It fails slowly. Weight slips, hooves soften, milk drops, tempers change. By the time the damage shows, it is already expensive. You hear advice from everywhere. Grass is enough. Grain is faster. Natural is safer. Bagged feed is control. None of that helps when the weather turns or the land stops giving. You are responsible for the animal standing in front of you, not the idea of how it should be raised. Feed is pressure management, for the animal, for the land, for you. Every decision pushes somewhere else. Health, cost, labor, time. Ignore one and it comes back harder. This guide starts at the point where theory ends and responsibility begins. Chapter 1. Pasture or bagged feed. You start with what is in front of you. Land or sacks, grass underfoot, or grain in a bin. This decision shapes everything that follows. Animal health, daily labor, monthly cost, long-term risk. You cannot avoid it, and you cannot split responsibility. Every feeding system leans one way or the other, even when people pretend it does not. Forage means plants the animal eats as they grow. Grass, legumes, browse, hay cut and dried from those same plants. Grain means concentrated energy feeds, corn, oats, barley, pellets, mixes. One grows slowly and asks you to manage land. The other arrives fast and asks you to manage restraint. Both can help or harm depending on how you use them. Scope. You are choosing how calories enter the animal. Pasture delivers fiber first. Grain delivers energy first. Fiber supports digestion, gut movement, and steady intake. Energy pushes weight gain, milk output, or work capacity quickly. The trade is simple but unforgiving. Too little energy, and the animal fades. Too much energy, and systems break down. Pasture-based feeding ties the animal to movement. They walk, they select, they graze across hours. Their digestion stays active and predictable. Grain-based feeding compresses intake into minutes. Calories arrive fast, the body responds fast. That speed is the danger. Safety. Never change feed suddenly. Sudden shifts kill animals. Digestion relies on microbial balance. When you swing from forage to grain or back again without time, you shock that system. Bloat, acidosis, colic, and metabolic stress follow. Any change must stretch over days, not meals. Never assume hunger equals need. An animal will eat grain beyond what is safe. They do not know restraint. That is your job. Tools and materials. Your first tools are your eyes and your hands. You look at pasture height. You feel density underfoot. You pull a handful of grass and check leaf versus stem. You watch how animals move while grazing. Calm, steady movement means forage is working. If you feed grain, your tools are scale, scoop, and record. Guessing ruins consistency. You measure, you log, you track condition over time. You also need fencing that controls access. Pasture without control turns into overgrazing. Grain without control turns into overfeeding. Steps. Step 1 is reading the land. Healthy pasture is thick, not tall. Short, dense growth feeds better than long, stemmy grass. Bare soil between clumps tells you animals are taking more than the land can replace. That is not a feeding failure yet. It is a warning. Step 2 is reading the animal. You check body condition with your hands, not your eyes. You feel along ribs, spine, and hips. Sharp edges mean deficit. Buried structure means excess. Pasture-fed animals often look leaner but feel stronger. Grain-fed animals can look full while hiding imbalance. Step 3 is understanding what pasture does well. It supports gut health. It encourages natural behavior. It spreads intake across the day. It lowers feed costs if land is managed well. It also limits how fast you can push production. Pasture does not rush results. Step 4 is understanding what grain does well. It delivers energy fast. It supports high output demands. It compensates when forage quality drops. It also concentrates risk. One mistake affects the whole system quickly. Step 5 is matching feed to reality, not ideals. If your land cannot support full intake, pretending it can only starves animals slowly. If your animals do not need rapid gain, pushing grain wastes money and health. You choose based on current conditions, not philosophy. Checks and fixes. If pasture-fed animals lose condition steadily, check availability first. Not weather, not breed. Availability. Is there enough forage volume per animal? If yes, check quality. If stems dominate leaves, energy may be low. This does not mean jump to grain immediately. It means you reassess land management. If grain-fed animals show loose manure, erratic appetite, or attitude changes, pull back. These are early warnings. Grain problems escalate fast. You reduce amount before you add complexity. Watch intake timing. Pasture spreads consumption. Grain compresses it. Animals that bolt feed are telling you the system is too concentrated. Slower delivery fixes many problems. Care. You care for the animal by respecting how its body evolved to eat. Most livestock are built for forage first. Grain is a tool, not a foundation. Used carefully, it supports performance. Used carelessly, it replaces patience with damage. You also care for the land. Pasture is not free. It costs time, rotation, rest, and planning. When you neglect it, you pay later in purchased feed. Grain looks cheaper until you total long-term costs. This chapter ends where pressure begins. You now understand the difference between pasture and grain, not as opinions, but as forces. One is slow and steady. The other is fast and sharp. The next decision is whether your feeding plan can hold when conditions change. Chapter 2. Seasonal pressure. You do not feed in a stable environment. Seasons lean on every decision you make. Grass grows, then stalls. Heat dulls appetite. Cold burns calories. The land helps, then withdraws. If your feed plan only works in perfect conditions, it is not a plan. It is a gamble. Seasonal pressure starts quietly. A few inches less growth. A little more time spent at the water source. A pause before the animal lowers its head to eat. These signs come before failure. You have to see them early, because recovery always costs more than adjustment. Scope. This chapter is about timing and response. Not ideals, not averages. You are managing feed when conditions shift faster than animals can adapt on their own. The goal is continuity. Intake must stay steady, even when the environment does not. Every season changes three things at once. Feed availability, feed quality, animal demand. Miss one and the system slips. Spring pressure. Spring feels easy. Growth explodes. Green returns. Animals surge forward. This is where people get careless. Fresh growth carries water and protein, but not always enough fiber. Intake spikes. Digestion speeds up. Manure loosens. Weight can swing up or down unpredictably. You do not panic. You slow access. You manage time on feed, not quantity eaten in a rush. You watch grazing patterns. Animals that move constantly without settling are telling you something. They are full but not satisfied. That is a quality issue, not volume. Spring also hides overuse. Hooves sink, soil compacts, roots weaken. If you do not rotate or rest land here, you borrow against summer. Summer pressure. Heat changes everything. Animals eat less when temperatures rise. They shift intake to cooler hours. Water intake increases sharply. Shade becomes as important as feed. You watch behavior first, panting at rest, standing instead of lying down, clustering around water. These are feed signals disguised as comfort issues. If intake drops too far, condition follows. Pasture growth often slows or hardens in heat. Leaves narrow, stems dominate. Even when land looks full, usable nutrition drops. You adjust access timing. Early morning and evening matter more now. You also watch mineral loss through sweat. You do not guess. You provide access consistently and check consumption trends. Fall pressure. Fall is transition, not relief. Growth slows. Sugars shift. Animals prepare for cold, whether you notice or not. This is when condition must be set, not chased later. You assess body reserves now. Waiting until winter locks you into expensive corrections. Forage declines in quality before it disappears. Animals spend more time eating for less return. You measure progress weekly. Small losses now become large problems later. Fall is also where storage decisions catch up with you. What you put away earlier is what you have. There is no recovery window once growth stops. Winter pressure. Winter removes choice. Intake depends on what you stored or planned. Cold increases energy demand even when activity drops. Wind makes it worse. Wet cold drains faster than dry cold. Animals burn calories to stay warm. You see it in shivering, tucked posture, longer feeding times. Feed that worked in mild weather may no longer hold condition. You do not react meal to meal. You look at trends across days. If weight slips steadily, you intervene early. Waiting means losing ground you cannot regain until spring. Water access becomes critical. Cold water reduces intake. Frozen access stops it entirely. No feed plan survives without water. Drought pressure. Drought breaks assumptions. Growth halts. Quality collapses. Dust replaces cover. Animals still need consistency. This is where early planning saves you. Stocking decisions made months ago show their weight now. You reduce pressure before land fails completely. holding too long ruins recovery. Emergency feed changes require extra care. Sudden shifts under stress multiply risk. You stretch transitions even when conditions are tight. You also protect soil here. Feeding on sacrifice areas limits damage. Recovery matters as much as survival. Tools and materials. Your main tool is observation on schedule. Same day, same time, same checks. Consistency reveals change. You track body condition by touch. You track intake by disappearance rate. You track water use by refill timing. Weather reports help, but animals tell the truth faster. You learn to read posture, movement, and appetite before numbers confirm it. Steps. Step 1 is seasonal scanning. You look ahead 2 weeks, not 2 days. Weather trends matter more than yesterday. Step 2 is adjusting access, not overhauling feed immediately. Time, spacing, and availability solve many problems without drastic change. Step 3 is protecting intake during stress. Shade, windbreaks, dry footing, and water placement keep animals eating. Step 4 is measuring results. No assumption stands without confirmation. If condition holds, the adjustment worked. If not, you move again. Checks and fixes. If animals lose condition during heat, check water and timing before feed quantity. If intake shifts to night, support it. If winter losses appear sudden, check wind exposure. Shelter saves feed. If drought forces reduction, reduce early and cleanly. Half measures prolong damage. Care. Seasonal feeding is responsibility under pressure. You cannot control weather. You control response. A steady animal through hard seasons is not luck. It is planning, observation, and timely restraint. This chapter ends with a question you cannot avoid. When the land stops helping, does your system still work? Chapter 3. Matching feed to the animal. The final test is not the land. It is the animal standing before you. You have pasture, you have grain, you have seasons behind you. Now you must apply it correctly. Every choice matters because the animal does not forgive mistakes. Age, workload, reproductive status, and purpose all determine how feed meets need. You cannot generalize. You cannot assume. You must match exactly. Scope. This chapter is about alignment, not theory, not averages. You assess the living, breathing body, then choose the feed that maintains health, supports work, and avoids risk. One animal is never another. You feed for results without sacrificing long-term condition. Misalignment costs you labor, money, and animal well-being. Step 1. Assess the individual. You start with inspection, hands, eyes, and timing. Body condition is first. You feel along ribs, spine, and hips. You note fat coverage, muscle tone, and overall strength. Look at coat, hooves, and posture. These are immediate indicators of past feeding and current health. Age matters. Young animals digest differently. They grow, they expend energy learning movement and social behavior. Feed must supply both maintenance and growth. Too little, and development falters. Too much, and the body stores excess as fat before muscles strengthen, creating structural and metabolic risk. Older animals slow. Maintenance demands shift. Energy needs drop. Protein needs remain steady or rise slightly if they are breeding or lactating. You reduce energy-dense feed for idle older stock unless workload demands it. Workload is next. Draft animals, herding stock, and animals in training burn calories rapidly. Pasture alone rarely covers high output. Grain supplements the gap safely if measured. Do not guess. Overfeeding grain under low forage conditions creates digestive stress. Underfeeding under high activity creates breakdown. Purpose guides every choice. Meat, milk, fiber, or breeding stock each requires a tailored approach. You do not feed a breeding female the same as a finishing steer. You do not push gain in a broodmare when condition is already solid. Purpose clarifies priority. Step 2. Determine feed composition. You now define the feed mix. Pasture remains the foundation. Forage supports gut health, stabilizes intake, and spreads effort across the day. Grain supplements only when demand exceeds what pasture can safely provide. For young animals in growth, you lean heavier on digestible, energy-rich supplements. For maintenance adults on ample pasture, you keep grain minimal or absent. Breeding or lactating stock receive targeted protein and energy support, but still anchored in forage. Measure everything. Scoops and scales remove error. Guessing kills predictability. Consistent feeding patterns prevent digestive upset and keep conditions steady. Animals trust routine. Your schedule enforces it. Step 3. Establish timing and access. Feed timing is critical. Pasture feeds animals across hours naturally. Grain compresses intake into minutes. Spread access if possible. Divide daily rations into manageable intervals. This reduces digestive shock, aggression, and overconsumption. Water placement and availability remain essential. Energy intake without hydration creates risk quickly. Always ensure fresh, clean water. Adjust placement to encourage even distribution and reduce competition. Shelter matters too. Animals eating grain in extreme heat or cold face risk. Exposure alters intake patterns and stress. Feed and environment operate together. Step 4. Monitor and adjust. You do not feed and forget. You observe daily. Weight trends, manure consistency, coat quality, attitude, and activity level are immediate indicators. Quick observation detects problems before they escalate. Adjust slowly. Increase or decrease grain in increments over days. Adjust pasture access via rotation, not arbitrary restriction. Intervention is precise. Overreaction causes swings. Underreaction allows decline. Step 5. Document and plan. Records are not optional. Track feed type, amount, timing, animal response, weather, and pasture condition. Patterns emerge only when data is consistent. You cannot improve what you do not track. Document health events, condition scoring, and unusual observations. Patterns guide future feed decisions. Planning is proactive, not reactive. Checks and troubleshoot. If condition slips despite access, check forage quality first. Is pasture mature, fibrous, or deficient in energy? Is grazing uniform across the group? Are dominant animals monopolizing preferred areas? If condition slips on grain supplementation, evaluate quantity, frequency, and digestive response. Loose manure, bloating, or behavioral changes indicate misalignment. Reduce before adding supplements or changing type. Behavioral cues matter. Restlessness, aggression at feed, or selective grazing signals imbalance. You address these early to prevent long-term consequences. Care and responsibility. You feed for survival, health, and performance. You feed for risk management. Every measurement, observation, and adjustment is an exercise in stewardship. You are responsible for outcomes. Long-term health trumps short-term gain. Pushing animals too fast on grain or forcing them to subsist on poor pasture is a decision with consequences. You prioritize function over appearance. You prioritize safety over convenience. You also feed for the system, not just the animal. Pasture management, rotation, soil health, and storage practices intersect with your feeding decisions. Ignoring the land undermines every choice. Feed the animal incorrectly, and recovery is expensive. Feed the land incorrectly, and recovery is long and painful. Decision framework. Assess individual need, age, workload, purpose, body condition. Define feed composition, pasture foundation, grain supplementation if needed. Set timing and access, intervals, water, shelter, and rotation. Monitor weight, behavior, manure, coat, appetite. Adjust slowly, avoid sudden changes, record each modification. Document and plan, track patterns, forecast seasonal shifts, anticipate deficits. Every decision carries weight. You cannot ignore any factor. Animal need, environment, feed type, and timing converge to determine success or failure. This is the hard reality of feeding. No shortcuts exist. Exit stake. By matching feed to the animal, you complete the loop. Pasture and grain, season and species, work and purpose, all converge. You now control risk, optimize health, and maintain condition. Yet even mastery carries pressure. Seasons will change. Emergencies will arise. The system demands attention every day. Responsibility is continuous. Feeding is never done. You are accountable. The animal, the land, and the seasons all demand it. Every bite matters.